Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. What was disturbing to Paul, and should be to us, is that members of the Church of Jesus Christ were enemies of the cross of Christ. Paul wrote, "For many walk, of whom I have told you often, and now tell you even weeping, that they are enemies of the cross of Christ." Philippians 3:18. Could these enemies at Philippi and throughout the province of Macedonia have been Judaizers? That is, men who were trying to synthesize Christianity and Judaism. Could they have been libertines who led God's people into sexual immorality, like the false teachers Peter mentioned, 2 Peter 2:14? Whoever they were a great threat to the unity and faithfulness of the great Philippian church. Incidentally, Judaizers exist in various denominations in our day. Any church which turns to the Old Testament to justify its practices, such as observing the Passover, dancing in the worship service, burning incense, keeping the Sabbath, and playing on mechanical instruments of music, is guilty of seeking to be justified by the law of Moses, and is an apostate church. And what about those teachers who want to change what God teaches on various topics, such as the Lord's Supper, New Testament baptism, singing in the worship, meeting every Lord's Day, and other great truths of God's book? Tragically, there are preachers in our own brotherhood who apparently prefer to be friends with the religious community than with the New Testament church and with the Lord Himself. They seem to want the church to be user-friendly rather than God-friendly. Are not such preachers and theologians enemies of the cross of Christ? One preacher among churches of Christ encouraged his listeners to be baptized, not to be saved, but because they were saved. That, dear friends, is Calvinism, not New Testament Christianity. Not one passage in the New Testament tells men and women to be baptized because they are saved, but to be cleansed from their alien sins. Will you please take note of just one of these passages, Acts 2:38. Peter had convicted the Jews of their complicity in the death of the Son of God. He quoted these words from the prophet Joel, "And it shall come to pass, that whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved." Acts 2:21. After Peter's powerful sermon, the Jewish hearers asked Peter and the rest of the apostles, "Men and brethren, what shall we do?" Peter's answer could hardly be plainer. "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ for the remission of sins, and you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Acts 2:38. The crucial question in this verse is, what does the word "for," ace in the Greek, mean? There are a number of ways we could discuss the meaning of the word "for," but let me read some of the other translations of the Bible. Dr. Charles Williams translated the New Testament in 1937. My copy of his translation was published in 1950 by the Moody Bible Institute of Chicago. Please listen carefully to Dr. Williams' translation of Acts 2:38. Peter said to them, "You must repent, and, as an expression of it, let every one of you be baptized in the name of Jesus Christ, that you may have your sins forgiven. And then you shall receive the gift of the Holy Spirit." Page 261. The NIV renders the Greek as follows: "Repent and be baptized, every one of you, in the name of Jesus Christ, so that your sins may be forgiven." My friends, we thank you for listening today. May God continue to bless you.